T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
There it goes! Home run for Brian Reynolds. And he gets one back for the Bucks on his third home run of the year.
There it is. Big action for your Buckos. They're having a they're on a road trip. And just ended their run at San Diego, and now they are in Chicago for an afternoon game today. You can hear it right here on KDKA. At 2:20, his first pitch game pregame starts at 1:55. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry Richard has today off, and let's bring in the voice you'll hear today at 1:55. Pirate broadcaster Joe Block. That's the voice you just heard right there as well. Nice call there, Joe.
Thanks. I wish we had a few more of those home runs to call lately, but bats have been a little thin as of late.
Yeah, he leads the team with he has 3 home runs. At this point, leads the team in hitting with a 291 batting average. So yeah, things have cooled down a little bit. And I will say, I'll take some blame, because last week they were 500 when we spoke, and I said, oh, this is a good test for them. This will sort of see where they stand. And then I jinxed them. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean, they ran into a Cardinals team that can pitch. They ran into a Padres team that could really pitch. And, you know, this is what usually happens with teams pitch. Let's see how good the hitting is, and it was the pitching that ruled the roost. And we're going to see that with this team this year. We're going to see some ups and downs, of course, and we're going to see some some rough spots, I would think, at times. But right now, for the Pirates, just trying to see what they could do against the Cubs, which they fared pretty well against them in the first two series.
Yeah, they did. They fared very well against them in the first. But you know what? The team has won, 3 or 4 series through already. They really rallied back from a tough start, especially with losing Key Brian Hayes. But they've rallied back to get to 500. They had a tough week this past week, but they can turn things around very quickly. What's the latest with Key Brian Hayes?
Well, as of right now, he has been with the team. So he went out to San Diego and is swinging the bat. So that's meaning that he's getting closer to returning. And then with the team being in Chicago, the AAA team is at Iowa in Des Moines, which is coincidentally the Cubs' AAA affiliate. So if they want to send him out on a rehab assignment to get some game action before returning to the Pirates, they could, because a lot of those movements are being planned out because of COVID, and trying to say, okay, well, we can put him in a car and then he can go to try to avoid commercial air travel. So if they do that, then they have to go through the intake process again, which takes several days. So this way they could conceivably send him from Chicago, get him to Des Moines, and then he could play baseball right away. So that's at least one option for the Pirates. If he's ready to participate in game action, then maybe they can get him in a couple of games for the AAA team.
No, that'd be great news for Buccos fans, because Pirates Nation was so excited to actually meet him. Some of us have seen him at spring training, but the Pirates are 13-17. His first appearance at the plate, hit a home run on opening day, and that was in Chicago. And we haven't seen him since game 2 because he got that injury. So he's never been welcomed here to Pittsburgh by the fans yet. It's sort of, when did we get to see that?
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, I mean, you think about that, it's like a guy comes up that electrifying, so good in the field, had a great month at the plate last year, and then a great start to this year. All you're hoping for is for somebody to you know, you'd be able to hoot and holler for him a little bit. So hopefully he'll be back and you know, I don't know if he's going to go on that rehab assignment or not, or if he is going to come back. But if he does, then maybe this homestand could be, you know, the first time we get to do that.
Yeah, both the Cubs and the Pirates are just slightly under 500 right now. Weather's always a factor in Chicago. Is the wind blowing in or out today at Wrigley Field?
I just checked. It says it's blowing in and pretty steadily from left. So if that stays that way, when we talked about pitching earlier, maybe that could continue suit. We got a couple of guys with ERAs at 7 and 8 for the Pirates and the Cubs today starting the game. So I'm sure they would certainly welcome the way that the wind's blowing right now.
Yeah, first pitch at 2:20 right here on News Radio, KDKA. And what are, with this road trip, other than the cooling off of the bats, what has surprised you about the team positively?
Well, I think the progression of Mitch Keller the other night, I mean, that's we're really looking for. You know, Brubaker, and I want to even say Brubaker, those two pitchers, JT Brubaker. Brubaker didn't have his best stuff. He allowed two runs over five innings and had to battle through that and had a couple of situations where the game could have gone sideways and never did. So that was really positive. And then Keller, 5 2/3 scoreless. And, you know, we keep trying to figure out ways to soften what we're seeing from Mitch Keller. But, you know, quite frankly, a lot of nights he's been really rough out there. And it's worrisome to a degree because he is a young pitcher. He's still essentially in his first season in terms of how many starts he's made in the big leagues. But we didn't have to do any of that a couple of days ago because he just pitched well, period. That's it. 5 2/3 scoreless, you take it every night. I don't care who the pitcher is. So maybe he's making, you know, that stride where we're going to see more of those. And that's good for the Pirates going forward. They're young pitching and they're young hitters. Those guys are going to be in black and gold for a while, so we want to make sure that those guys are doing well.
Yeah, the Pirates in Chicago for the weekend as they'll wrap up a road trip on Sunday, Mother's Day, with a 2:20 start time game on Sunday as well. Then they return to the friendly confines of PNC Park, hosting the Reds and the Giants. After a long road trip like that, how gratifying is it to get home, especially for young players? How important is it for them to get back home into a place where they feel much more comfortable?
Well, they've said the fans have made such a difference. And that's something I was really curious about is, you know, last year playing in front of video game music, a lot of guys had a hard time really generating some of that juice that it takes, you know, the adrenaline that it takes to compete at the highest level. And this year they said that with the Pirate fans in attendance that they've been able to do that. So I know that's important to them. It's important to me too, because I feed off of it when I'm watching the games in person. And so it's going to be fun to have some people out. And the Giants are really surprising this year. We know what the Reds did to the Pirates the first time around. The Giants in first place, hovering around first place in the West. So it'll be fun to see those two teams come to town too.
Yeah, and we'll get the rain out of here finally. It's been raining forever since they've been on the road. So Monday when they return, we hope there's a nice crowd greeting them because, you know, there's still the occupancy limits or the capacity limits, but no rain in the forecast, high in the upper 50s. So it should be a half-decent night for baseball at PNC Park on Monday evening. Joe Block, thank you very much. Continued success, and thank you for bringing us the great call of each and every game. We do appreciate it.
Oh, it is my pleasure, Kevin. Always nice to talk to you.
Have a great weekend and bring home some winners, will you?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.